welcome to episode 23 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and today's subject is how to prove you're confident. So in this episode, I want to explain how your mind proves to you that you're incapable of doing many of the things that you really want to do. And that happens because your mind has two parts to it. Your conscious mind, the part that has the original negative thought, and your subconscious mind, which is the part that proves to you you were right. And once you know how it does that, you can use the same process to prove to yourself that you can do those things. Now, how you think has a huge effect on how you behave. As I mentioned before, it's impossible to make your mind completely blank. There are always going to be thoughts zipping around inside your mind, and those thoughts start a chain reaction in your subconscious that eventually determines how you act in any given situation. Okay, so let's quickly go through what happens. Imagine that you've been asked to do something that you've never done before. And because you've never done it before, in your mind, you might have a vague thought like, I'll never be able to do this. Now, because your subconscious mind always tries its very best to make sure that you're right, it starts looking for times when you tried before but weren't able to do those things. And every time it finds something, it presents that proof back to your conscious mind as evidence that you won't be able to do it this time. So just by vaguely thinking that you won't be able to do it, you start the process whose sole purpose is to prove to yourself that you can't. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy that ends up with you trying to steer clear of anything new because you just know that you're not going to be able to do it. Now, stopping these sorts of thoughts isn't easy, especially with the negative thoughts that you've got regularly because they become habitual. And once they're a habit, it's much easier for you to go straight to the negative conclusion. But you can always choose whether to accept, reject, or question any initial thought. But the problem, of course, is remembering to question it in the first place. And that's often where the biggest problem starts. In the same way that an often repeated negative thought pattern becomes a habit, you can do the same thing with a positive thought pattern. And there are ways to help you do that, but the most important thing to remember is that this technique won't change your thinking to begin with. But what it will do is it'll help you start to change the way you think about things over time. So changing what would have been an immediate negative reaction into an immediate positive or at least a less negative one. Now, it relies on your ability to question your negative thoughts whenever you have them. And that's not something you're going to remember to do every time. So don't get disheartened when you forget to do it, especially in the beginning. And as you get more efficient at identifying your negative thoughts as they happen, then remembering to question them starts to become a habit, which makes it much easier to remember to do it next time. The more you can question negative thoughts rather than letting them pass straight into your subconscious, the quicker they're going to lose their power. And once you've stopped yourself immediately thinking negatively, you'll find that you're much better at things than you thought you were, even the things that you haven't done before. It might also be helpful to try and think back over your life so far to times you've thought to yourself things like, I can't do this, or it's far too difficult. And then recall that in fact, most of those times you probably have been able to do them after all. Some things might have been difficult, or you might have needed some help or some guidance, but ultimately they weren't as bad as you thought they were going to be. Okay, so what sort of things can you ask when you notice a negative thought cropping up? Well, you'll be the best one to decide that because everybody's negative thoughts are going to be different. But I'll try and give you some ideas you can try. So to start with, try and be realistic. As an example, some people might tell you just to change the words in the thought from I can't do it to I can do it. But sometimes you just can't. Or at least it's going to be safer or more beneficial if you don't do it. So a simple example is trying to renew the braking system on your car if you've never worked on a car before. You wouldn't want to find out that you really couldn't do it when your brakes failed at 60 mile an hour the following day. So there are definitely going to be times when the negative thought is just the right thing to do. But in cases where there's no reason not to do it yourself, try rephrasing it. Maybe instead of thinking, I can't do this, rephrase it to, I can't do this right now, but if I can just find out this missing piece of information, I could do it. or I can't do it that way, but there must be an alternative way to do it. I just need to find out what that way is. Another way is to ask a curious question instead. So when you find yourself thinking, I can't do it, ask yourself something like, how could I find out how to do it? Or who could I ask that could show me how to do it? You could also ask, what more do I need to know so that I can do it better in the future? Or how would a confident person handle this problem? Or what can I do to help me feel more confident about at least giving it a go? And as well as that, there's lots of questions you can build into a powerful confidence toolkit. Things like, what can I learn from this? How can I improve on this? How can I turn this to my advantage? Things like that. Questions that you can ask in any situation that will bring you a benefit. You can use the same technique at times when you think negative thoughts about yourself as well. We've all had times where we thought things like, I'm useless, or I'm a horrible person, something like that. But you can use the same process to replace those generalized thoughts with more specific, helpful ones, like, instead of thinking I'm useless, replace that with something like, I'm not very good at this at the moment, but with practice, I'll get there. Or instead of I'm a horrible person, say, what I did today was unnecessary. I'll try not to do that again. And remember that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has an off day now and then, and nobody is perfect. So accept that you'll make mistakes, and there'll always be things that you're going to struggle with or that you'll find difficult. And there's no reason to be negative about them. Just accept them and move on. The power of questions is the most underrated aspect of building confidence. If you can ask the right question, your mind will help you become more confident instead of making you feel less confident all the time. So use better questions to stop proving you can't do these things and start proving that you can. And like I said at the beginning, don't be too judgmental on yourself. But whenever you remember to, identify your negative thought and then either reframe it, replace it with a more positive thought, or ask yourself a curious question instead. Give it a try. I promise it's one of the best things you can do, and it can have an immediate effect on how confident you feel about doing anything. And with that said, that's it for this episode. If you found it helpful, please tell your friends about it. The show notes will be over at theskillfulmind.com/podcast/23. And if you've got any thoughts or questions, you can leave them on that page, and I'll do my very best to answer them for you. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye for now.